really easy for you to lose a lot of time very quickly. Remember, Facebook is the world's ultimate distraction, as is Instagram. That algorithm that operates in the background of Facebook and Instagram is designed to get your attention. Welcome back into the Direct Selling Accelerator podcast. My name is Sam Hind, and today we're going to be talking all about being productive on social media. Let's face it, social media is one of the greatest ways to chew up your time. And your time is massively precious, especially if you are growing your direct selling business. We all know that minutes can make a big, big difference to the success each and every week that we have. There's so much that we could be doing if we were being more productive. Now, the fear I know a lot of you feel is if I spend my time on social media and I'm not getting good results, then I'm wasting my time. And you are, you're right, which is why we spend so much of our time in this business teaching you how to be successful using social media. It's not just about how to get you doing more and getting better results. It's also about helping you to be more productive in less time, because I know for a fact there's a lot of things out there that you would, number one, rather be doing and probably would get a better result from if you were focused on those things. So what I wanted to do today was jump on in. I've got my coffee in hand. I'm ready to go. And I want to share with you my 3 quick tips to be more productive on social media. Now, in the interest of productivity, I'm going to keep this session nice and short for you, because you've got better things to be doing than hanging out on social media all day today, I'm sure. So get ready with pen and paper. I'm going to give you my 3 quick tips. I'm going to unpack them a little. These productivity tips will be effective for any social media platform. And on the outset, some of them sound a little bit obvious, but I'm going to unpack them a little bit for you and tell you exactly where I'm coming at with this and why these things are so important. And you'll probably find that most of these things you're not currently doing, especially if you're just not getting results. And if you're anything like me, you can start doing a task like Facebook and you find yourself hours later feeling like you've achieved absolutely nothing and yet you've wasted all of this time. And I don't want you to be doing that. So I'm going to show you how I make sure that I don't fall in that trap. So number one, productivity tip number one is have a plan. Now, I'm going to unpack this. I'm going to tell you what I mean by having a plan and what sorts of things you should be focusing on in this space. Now, these tips in themselves sound like maybe they take a little bit of time, but they don't. All they take is a little bit of consideration. So have a plan. What I mean by this is, what do you want to achieve this week? So as you sit down and you get ready to do your social media for this week, think about, what do you want to achieve? Now, that might be that you simply want to achieve a few new connections. You might want to build some relationships with existing connections. Maybe you want sales. That's okay. Maybe you want party bookings. Or perhaps all you want this week and the objective for you that you would love to achieve would simply be some branding and exposure. So first things first, what do you want to achieve in your plan this week? So if you were to come out the other end of this week and you'd achieve this thing, you will feel like, hey, you know what? Ticked a box, got something that I was after. So what do you want to achieve? The second thing here is, what key action will you focus on this week to help you achieve that objective? Now, you don't have to get this right. You might come out the other end of the week and go, you know what? That did not align or add up and get me my objective. It didn't work. And that's okay, because that's all a learning. But what you'll find is that when you go in with an agenda, with a plan, then it's much easier for us to learn what does and doesn't work. And it also helps us as well to stick to that plan, rather than, if you're anything like me, I don't know if you guys have heard Greg say this before, but he'll often say to me, Sam, you're like Taz Devil. You know that little cartoon character that sort of spins around and goes a million miles an hour and is always moving 100 miles an hour ahead, but leaves this trail of destruction behind him? That's kind of like me. I'm like an ideas person. I love to come up with new and shiny, fun ideas. And I move a million miles an hour laying those ideas out. I'll come up with a podcast idea and I'll be so ready to go out there and deliver that podcast for you guys that I don't necessarily think to stop and plan. So just because I'm giving you this tip doesn't mean I'm giving it to you because it's something that naturally occurs to me. This is because I know from experience that when you stop and you plan these things out, instead of moving towards the shiny, pretty object ahead, which is, I just want to get my posts, my pretty posts out there, if you stop and you plan it, you get so much so many more results. Your outcome at the end is better and your learning is better at the end as well. So this is because I know that sometimes I need to stop myself. I need to go back a couple of steps and go, hang on a minute. I need to stop and think about what do I want to achieve and how am I planning to achieve that objective? So what key action will you focus on this week? So what activity do you think might get you that greater outcome? Now, it doesn't mean you have to get it right. I've already said this. So just use the knowledge you have and don't procrastinate too long on trying to get this right. It's just as dangerous to stop and procrastinate in the planning process than it is to move 100 miles an hour ahead without thinking. So somewhere in the middle is really good. And if you find that, hey, you know what? I've been thinking about this for too long. I know some of you guys do that because you said it to me before. So if you think I've stopped and I've thought about this for too long, walk away, take a deep breath, have a glass of water, even go for a little walk, come back, sit down, do it again, but don't overthink it because sometimes the simpler solution, the simpler ideas are the more effective ones. Okay, the last part of your planning process is think to yourself about how many posts will I do and which platform am I going to focus on this week? So am I going to do 5 posts on Facebook? Am I going to do 7 posts on Instagram? You can do both, but I would encourage you in the planning process, particularly if you're just starting out, to put all of your focus in one space because you're much more likely to get a better outcome. Remembering that Facebook and Instagram need to be used in very different ways, and you need to be considering the demographic and how your customers want you to be interacting with them on each of those platforms. So if you are beginning, or if you haven't, if you don't feel that you've mastered either Facebook or Instagram just yet, then stop, focus on one just for this week. And then next week you can put your focus on the other. But remember, consistency is the key. So don't put a whole bunch of time into one platform and then let it lie for a week. Make sure that you're staying consistent. I'm a really big fan of honing in on one area. So I would encourage you, if Facebook is the area where you feel you're going to be able to attract and nurture your ideal customers, then put your focus in there and keep it there. If Instagram is the place for you, put your focus there. Don't flop between the two of them too much. And remember, consistency is the key. So the quick tip here to be more productive on social media, number one was have a plan. Number two is time yourself. Now, I've already said this, it's really easy for you to lose a lot of time very quickly. Remember, Facebook is the world's ultimate distraction, as is Instagram. That algorithm that operates in the background of Facebook and Instagram is designed to get your attention. So this means it's very, very easy to get distracted and drawn into your feed and the pretty shiny things that are going on out there. So try to time yourself. This is how I keep myself productive when it comes to managing my own social media. So here's how I recommend that you do it. Each day, you're going to want to spend a little bit of time on your platform of choice, but you don't want that to be never ending because you've got much more important things to be doing in your business right now than hanging out on social media every day. Yet we need to show up every day so that if people are interacting with us, we can interact back with them. So my recommendation is to schedule in 10 to 15 minutes maximum, absolute maximum each day that you are going to check in to your Facebook or Instagram feed. Now, that could be in the morning, very first thing when you do your morning coffee. It could be at lunchtime. It could be at night, whatever that works best to be for you. But you want it to be 10 to 15 minutes of focused time. And here's the trick. Because it is so easy to get distracted and because that time will go very, very fast, have yourself, number one, a little checklist of things that you want to achieve in that time. So you want to check your messages. You want to check your notifications. You want to make sure that your post went up. So have a little checklist of what you're going to do in that 10 to 15 minutes and then set your timer. I've mentioned before a really great little app that I love to use. I'll share it down in here again for you guys that called Tide, T-I-D-E, that I'll pop that in the show notes. You can set it with a timer and some white noise. And the beauty of that is that you can set that timer for whatever you want. And when your time is up, the white noise stops, a little alarm plays, and you can get back on with your day or whatever it is that you're doing. The reason I love it so much is it's got a little bit of white noise. You can select what that might be. It could be pattering rain. It could be ocean. It could be guitar. There's a whole bunch of different musical tracks that you can listen to. And the beauty of this is that it keeps you focused on that one task for that 10 to 15 minutes. Now, you don't need to use an app. You can just simply set your alarm and that might be easy enough for you. But this is how I love to do it. So set your timer 10 to 15 minutes each day to jump in and do the things that you've outlined in your checklist. Now, I do have a very special little download we're going to give you at the end today as well. We'll pop it in the show notes to help you with this process. So that's your once a day. But then once a week, I schedule in a 2-hour block. And this is where I'm going to do my scheduling for all of my posts on my platform. This is where I'm going to lay out that plan that we've already thought about. So I'm going to do my 5 posts. I'm going to put them all together. I'm going to think about my objective. What do I want to achieve and how I'm planning to achieve that this week? So once a week, a 2-hour block. Now, here's the key to this. Don't break it down. So if you can't find yourself a 2-hour block and you think, oh, you know what? I can find half an hour here and an hour there and another half an hour there. That won't work because you won't stay focused. And you also don't know when you're going to be in the best frame of mind to be doing this. So think ahead a little bit. Planning ahead's always a really great idea. I know that because I love to get into that fun, creative space once a week, but I know it can be very distracting as well for the other work that I need to be doing. I set my time usually on a Friday night. I do it when I know I can wind down from the week from all of my other tasks. So my 2-hour block is usually around about 3 o'clock on a Friday. And I know that that's kind of my opportunity to change my brain into a fun, creative space and then switch off for the week. The great thing is that if we're doing team Friday night drinks or something like that, I can have my glass of wine there. I can be chatting with my team straight afterwards, or even have that team meeting right before and then dive into my creative planning of my posts for the week. So that for me is how I do it. But I also know that a lot of people find that the best time to be doing this is on, say, a Monday morning when they're really fresh and awake and alert for the week. So before they dive into everything else and get bogged down by other tasks, they make their planning for social media the first thing they do on a Monday morning. Whatever that looks like for you, put it in your calendar. So set yourself up with a 2-hour block. And again, time it. If you find that you can't stay focused for 2 hours, break it down. Again, that Tide app is great for this because you can set 30-minute blocks if you want to. It'll set off a little alarm, tell you to have a break, and then you can come back. So that way you can keep your mind fresh. And it's a great way as well to make sure that you're thinking objectively instead of getting, as we can do, bogged down on one post and how am I going to say this. So remember, if you've thought too long about how you're going to say something, then it's not going to be natural because it's not you. If you're being yourself, then the words should flow. So if you're really struggling with that with a post, walk away, come back. And I know sometimes, and Greg said this to me the other day, and he's so right, going slow can actually be the fastest way to go. So bit by bit can be much faster than trying to do everything all at once. So that's number 2 is time yourself and be really strict with it. Because the other thing I find is if I know I've only got 2 hours to do this, or I've only got 10 minutes to get everything done today, then I'm going to be really super productive in that time. But if you let it be kind of this never ending, oh, it takes as long as it takes, then that's when we start to get distracted by things and we end up not getting the job done, or certainly not getting it done effectively and productively. We want this to be timely. So number 3 and the last tip here is probably my greatest tip when it comes to being effective on social media, and that is use a scheduling and or planning tool. Now, I love programs and tools and geeky things that help me be better at my job. But it does mean as well that because I've sifted through so many programs out there, so many scheduling tools, I have tested hundreds of programs and I've spent thousands upon thousands of dollars using things that don't work only to find out what does. And what I've discovered is that when I use a scheduling or planning tool versus when I don't, I'm much more productive. Plus, scheduling and planning tools also tend to give you shortcuts to do things that might take you a really long time if you were to do them by yourself. So, for example, we love to use now a program called Later for scheduling on both Instagram and Facebook. Now, there are many programs out there that will do very similar stuff. You've got Hootsuite, Buffer, Agora Pulse, what else? Schedugram. There are so many. In fact, it's just a never-ending list of scheduling programs. The thing I've discovered that I love so much about Later is that it's got a load of tools in there that shortcut. And for me, for productivity purposes, that's a really big bonus. So things like I can save all of my hashtags under a heading. So instead of typing in my hashtags each and every time I do a post, I literally click on that heading and it copies across all the hashtags I've previously done. I can load all of the images I've taken on my phone this week into a gallery into Later. And then when I go to the computer, they're all sitting there ready and waiting for me to literally drag across to the day and time I want those posts to go up. Now, again, loads of these programs will do very similar things. So the trick here is get out and find something that works for you. But a scheduling tool can be a fantastic way to save you a lot of time and use some shortcuts. Remembering too, Facebook in itself has got its own very clever scheduling tool that works perfectly fine. So definitely a really great idea to first and foremost get in there and play with that, get familiar with it. And if you find that, hey, you know what? I've got my head around that. I want to go out there and have a look at what else is available. Check out Later. Check out some of the other scheduling tools and have a play with them. And you might just find that one of them saves you a heck of a lot of time and effort. Now, I want to give you a quick bonus tip before we finish up today. And this one kind of goes along the same lines of what I said before, that slower is sometimes faster. And this is that learning is underrated. I always allocate, and I do this for my entire team. Everybody in our team is required every week to do an hour of learning. The reason being is that when we learn new skills and new techniques, we tend to become more productive and faster. When we do the same old thing, the same old way, we're not upskilling ourselves. So what I really encourage you to do is when you block out your 2 hours of time once a week, also find yourself even 30 minutes once a week that you are going to allocate to learning a new skill. This might be, I just want to learn this week how to be better at Facebook stories. Or I want to learn how to use a scheduling program, or I'm going to play with Facebook scheduling tool, or I'm going to watch a YouTube clip on something, or maybe you're in one of our courses and you can allocate that 30 minutes once a week to doing the next module in our Quick Start course. So allocate time to learn, because the more skilled we become, the faster and more productive we become. And we also learn to do things in better, more clever ways as well as we get out there and we learn these amazing tools on social media. The other trick here is, remember, social media is constantly changing. So if you aren't allocating time to learn, then you're not going to be keeping up with those changes. So you'll find that you become far more productive when you are allocating time to upskill yourself as well. So they're my tips for today. Number one, have a plan and an objective. Number two, time yourself. And number three, use a scheduling or planning tool. That could simply be using Facebook's scheduling tool. It doesn't have to be complex, but schedule in advance. And the bonus tip here is make sure that you're allocating a little bit of time to grow yourself and do some learning, even if it's 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever that can be. But be realistic, allocate a little bit of time into your calendar that you know you can make, and then work out what would you most love to learn this week, and go ahead and do a little bit of extra learning. Promise you these things will help you be far more productive. You'll get more done in less time. So guys, that's our tips for today. I hope that you found that really helpful, really useful. And I look forward to seeing you again next week. In the meantime, take care of yourself. Look after yourself. God bless, and bye for now. If you love this video and you would love more help to improve your direct selling business on social media, then click on the link to join our Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you in there.